This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Haitian Americans in Springfield, Ohio, have found themselves in the media spotlight since last fall. A new series called Haitians in the Heartland aims to amplify the voices and reporting of those Springfield residents to celebrate the strength and vibrancy of Springfield's Haitian diaspora. Joining me in this recorded interview to talk about the series and their lives in Springfield are Community Voices producers Lucas Merzias and Virginelle Jerome. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having us.
I'd like to start by learning a bit about each of your stories. Virginelle, let's start with you. When did you move to Springfield and why did you leave Haiti?
I moved to Springfield just a year and a half ago. And I left Haiti back in 2010 after the earthquake because schools were closed back then. You know, my parents were worried that my brother and I wouldn't be able to continue school. And the U.S. was the closest place to move into, and that's when I moved.
Where did you live before you lived in Springfield in the U.S.?
Miami.
What brought you to Springfield from Miami?
Family, my husband. I was going through a rough pregnancy, and it made sense for me to move here since I had to stop working versus him coming down.
Well, and Lucas, I know you had to make a difficult decision when you left Haiti regarding your daughter, Marley. Talk to us about that.
It was the hardest decision of my life. You know, my family promised to care for Marley, but every time she asked, "Papa, when are you coming back for me?" It broke my heart. I felt guilty, like I had left her behind.
And how long ago was that you left Haiti and had to leave her behind?
So I moved to, December 2017.
And did you move directly from Haiti to Springfield?
No, I moved to Florida. So after 4 months, and I moved to Ohio.
Lucas, I know one of the reports in your Haitians from the Heartland project focuses on that separation and how Marley finally was able to join you. Here's Marley and your younger daughter, Sephora, talking about that.
When I was at the airport, Sephora kept looking at me like she think that I was the wrong person that you guys picked up. She didn't think that I was her sister.
Really?
Yeah, because she looked different in the phone, like when I call her.
Okay, the video, like on WhatsApp video.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then she introduced me to her friends and went to play outside.
I just love hearing you talking with your daughters there. What has it felt like to have the whole family together, Lucas?
Oh, it was overwhelming seeing my daughters together. Reunited was beautiful. Sephora had only known Marley through video calls. So at first, she didn't recognize her. But once they started playing, it was like they had never been apart. So, you know, the whole family, my wife, myself, you know, we were, you know, really happy to see that we reunited again, you know.
Tell me a little bit more about your life in Springfield now, Lucas. What kind of work do you do there?
Oh, I'm involved in so many different ways. Right now, I'm full-time with Health Department in Clark County, outreach worker, and doing interpretation and translation, and outreach to the community. Before that, I was working for Springfield City School District, doing pretty much the same thing.
That's great. How about you, Virginelle?
As of right now, I am a recruiter for a staffing agency located in Piqua. I also provide translating services when I'm on site at a client. I help translate documents, even though it's not asked of me. And I also work with the youth. Prior to moving here, I was a student advocate. So basically, I help connect students to different services that they may need, whether it's educational, mental health, and so on.
We're talking in this recorded interview about a new series called Haitians in the Heartland that explores the lives and experiences of Haitian Americans living in Springfield, Ohio. Her Janelle, a recent episode of Haitians in the Heartland focused on a conversation you had with a childhood friend of yours. What has it meant for you to be reunited with her?
That reunion just brought me pure joy, just because it had been over 10 years, I believe, since we have seen each other since then. And so just having her here, different stages of our lives, just meant a lot. It felt like, you know, I had somebody from back home that I could see, talk to, and relate to, and share current life experiences with.
And somebody you had shared history with, too.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, as I referenced at the top of our interview, Springfield was really thrust into the national spotlight last fall when some very high-profile people, including Vice President J.D. Vance and President Trump, repeated unfounded rumors that caused a lot of pain and chaos in the community. What's it been like to live through that, Lukens?
You know, it was overwhelming because I didn't mention that. So I was be part of an organization called Haitian Community Alliance as a public relations. I was at the same time the secretary also. You know, during that time, myself and other like Miguelito Jerome and other like visionary also, we spent our 24 hours to be able to, you know, dispel some misconception from, you know, different ways. it wasn't easy for the Haitian community to deal with during that time, during that period. So this is because we try so hard, and the Haitian community, we were very needed to serve the community, and this is because we trying to do ourselves like how we can help, how we can empower, you know, the Haitian community in Springfield. So affected our family, you know, our, like, you know, friends came from Haiti because we were on a spotlight and everybody talking, you know, saying bad things and negative things and lying about us.
That had to have been tough with your children, too. I mean, you were trying to help the community, but what was it like for your kids to go through that?
They keep asking questions because sometimes they have the, you know, other students in the school came to them saying, asking questions about like eating dogs and cats, you know, and I don't have any answer to tell them. And I'm trying to skip sometimes some questions from them, you know, but it was very hard to, you know, deal with those things.
Yeah. Virginelle, what was it like for you and for your family?
Similarly to Lukens, we all basically jumped to the task. I saw my husband working around the clock to put together, you know, flyers or put together meetings to basically debunk those myths and, you know, just this false accusation. And so during that time, again, we had to basically put everything personal to the side just to come to a community need at that point. And so that's when really I started meeting with the youth in Springfield, just to give them, I guess, something else besides what the current situation was, something else to focus on, something else that they could still be kids. And so that's when we were having our little radio show on. That's when it aired so that they could, you know, do some readings, do some poetry, whatever it meant at that time, you know. Whatever it meant to be a kid at that time. So it was pretty hard.
Pretty hard.
Yeah, my kid, you know, she's too young to understand, but I could see, you know, and hear other kids asking their parents question, hey, is this true? You know, the confusion on those kids' face and the fear that rose from that, you know, the threats that that took out based on that information. And so it was, I don't want to say traumatic, but in a way it was traumatic for both parents and kids living in Springfield.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And the two of you, along with your husband, Virginelle, you teamed up with WYSO for this Haitians in the Heartland project after you'd been involved in that internet radio station in Springfield. Why did you want your stories to reach a wider audience, Lukens?
I just wanted to make it short because, you know, during that time, I was working as a public relation for NDL. During that time, talking to different people, and then I met with Chris from WYSO, and then he went on to say that, hey, Lukens, so I got a project. So, and then I said, okay, we can meet, and then he said, okay, we scheduled like a meeting, and then we met myself, Miguelito, and then we were talking over it and said, oh, this is something I'm interested in doing. And we got other people involved in it, like Virginelle, Jelly Philidor, and Jacques Adler, Jean-Pierre. So it was, a good experience, you know, to go over other audience. I would say it's, over the internet, it's like a small audience, but for WYSO, it's a, it's a huge audience, like can hear our story, you know. It's an opportunity for us to let other people know our story, you know, share our story or our experience to that audience.
Virginelle, are you at all afraid of being so public with your stories and your experiences with everything that's gone on?
No, I wouldn't say that I'm afraid or scared at all. If anything, I feel empowered to share these stories because I feel like others need to hear and understand different stories, different perspectives, so that way they can understand better, understand each other better, learn about each other. Because I feel like once we don't understand something, we sort of remove the human side from it. So I took it upon myself to join this project so that I could share a little bit with, a little bit of the humanity that we all share. So that way there could be more tolerance amongst us.
Well, another difficult issue that's come up in recent months is temporary protected status. Are you both living in Springfield under temporary protected status?
I am not. I am a U.S. citizen.
Okay. How about you, Lukens?
Yes, I got a temporary status. So.
Are you at all worried that TPS program could go away under the Trump administration?
I'm worried. So, I'm worried because I got temporary status, like, cut short, that status affected not only myself, like, everybody having that type of status. For our country, Haiti remain unsafe right now, remain unsafe. And the situation, increasingly getting worse and worse.
Yeah. Have you thought about what you and your family would do if temporary protected status goes away somehow, Lukens?
So I don't know. I don't know much about it because, immigration is a big animal. Anything can happen tomorrow. Anything can change tomorrow. So like I always said, every day is another chance and a new challenge.
Yeah, it's a great way to look at it. I want to ask you both, I'll start with you, Virginelle. What's the most important thing you want listeners to know about you and the Haitian community in Springfield through this Haitians in the Heartland project?
That's a good question. The most important thing to know is that we're not so different. Yes, we may be new to this area. We may be new to this place because of all the craziness that's happening in our home country. And, I'm sure like anybody else would do, if things are really bad in your home place, of course you'd seek home. And so I think I'd want our listeners to know that, Yes, we were forced outside of our home, outside of our country, but it's not to take over what's here, but really to become part of it too and immerse ourselves in this new culture.
What about you, Lucans? What would you like listeners to understand?
I would say immigrants make sacrifices for a better future. Haitians are strong. We keep pushing for it no matter what. I hope our stories inspire understanding and compassion. You know, like Visionary said, so back home, it's you know, we still miss our country. And so we have our family living there, myself, my mother, my brothers, and my sisters here in the US. So we keep pushing forward, like trying to adapt, trying to integrate and contribute to our community. It's a way, I think our story, it's a way to dispel, you know, those misconceptions. So we keep pushing for it.
Well, I've been talking with Community Voices producers Lucans Merzius and Virginelle Jerome. Their series Haitians in the Heartland is a collaboration between WYSO's Eichelberger Center for Community Voices and the Haitian Community Alliance. You can find a link to their work on our website, wvxu.org. Thank you both so much for your time today. It's been an honor talking with you.
Thank you. The pleasure is ours.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on WBXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Associate producer is Harper Carlton. Technical director is Marshall Verbsky. I'm Lucy May. Thanks for listening.